Mohawk Nation News, The Godfather is coming. July the 24th, 2022. We don't need his unholy presence on Turtle Island. He did not apply for permission from the true indigenous people to enter Turtle Island. He is not welcome and not wanted by the true indigenous people. He's just another trespasser. The godfather of the Roman Catholic cult sent his henchmen here to cause death and destruction across Turtle Island. Now he is coming here to see if the genocide is proceeding as planned. Indigenous languages were taken to control information so that history can be invented. Speaking our languages gives us more incentive to take back our land, culture, and ways. He's pled guilty to all of these crimes against us. North Americans have no land, no culture, and no natural language, which gives them no common ground to exist. They rely on government to tell them who and what they are. They have no historical, social, or cultural roots because of the genocide they committed. All our history exists through evidence has been destroyed. Invaders of all Turtle Island tried to destroy every facet of our culture. The Rende Goa and creation will never allow it. Canada continues to try to ethnic cleanse us. The Apology Framework Agreement and Reconciliation are meant to divert attention from the truth. Only we belong where creation placed us. The Gatnistansara Mohawk Mothers of Turtle Island, Onuarege, want a great peace revolution. We are sanctioned by the great peace creation to exist as the true caretakers of the land. The invaders came uninvited to Turtle Island 500 years ago and attempted to exterminate us. All traditional indigenous people throughout the world must live by their own natural ways to save the earth. White people have and continue to try to extinguish our natural life. We would prefer to have the whites as strategic partners, but they have to remain on their own homeland. Presently, the world is unraveling as revolutions, rebellions, insurrections, and protests break out. There is hunger, heat, and cold. We want alliances and talks between real people, not with leaders who want to take off their shirts and skirts like at the G7 conference, so private power and money remain in the hands of a few. We must stop these colonial victimizers from killing us and our children and raping the land as they have done for 500 years. These rampages must end. In our way, they would get the same treatment they gave us. The trespassers came here with a plan to stamp us out of creation that we never existed. October 25th, 2024 is the culmination of the 100 years business plan to annihilate us. It is Indigenous Holocaust Memorial Day. Our message is, if you don't know your true history, you have no future. Why are these murderers not in prison for what they did and are still doing to us? They brought killing and suffering on millions and yet are roaming on the earth freely without answering for their crimes. They are under the protection of the Roman Catholic cartel. The past has caught up with the hangman. The wrongs they committed cannot ever be righted. Even admitting guilt and disclosing the truth to humanity isn't going to change what happened. Sorry I murdered your kids, raped, starved your children, and tried to steal all your land with the help of my military, politicians, lawyers, bankers, and misfits. So sorry. That's what he's going to say when he gets here. This cross on Degarundak, Mount Royal, Montreal, is on the historic communication center of our people throughout Turtle Island. We want access and jurisdiction to all our land. We want full reconciliation with our people everywhere, without hindrance by invaders. All this land and resources belong to the unborn natural indigenous people. The invaders can stay only until they die by following the Great Peace. They cannot sell, transfer, or do anything to our land. Everything below, on, and above the land is that of the caretakers placed here by creation. Upon their death, everything reverts to us, as we are the only heirs. With our permission, the trespassers may use our land only until they die and cannot turn our property over to anybody. The Admiralty Law of the Seas and their courts are foreign and sit illegally on our land. They and everything that violates Indigenous natural law have no force or effect. See Sections 35 and 52 of the Constitution Act of Canada 1982. We are in the process of stopping McGill University from extracting our land so we cannot investigate the unmarked graves of our murdered children. Anyone who contradicts our side with the invaders violate the Great Peace. Ignorance of the Great Peace is no excuse. Traitors will be dealt with according to the Gayanaregoa Great Peace, the law of the land. The Pope is coming to Canada to acknowledge what everybody in the world knows, that Turtle Island is the land of the Indigenous people since time immemorial. Now's the time for the Pope to ride in his Popemobile to Ganawage and then to Montreal University to acknowledge all this. As Led Zeppelin sing, "Hangman, hangman, hold it a little while. Think I see my friend coming riding a many mile. Friends, did you get some silver? Did you get a little gold? What did you bring me, my dear friends, to keep me from the gallows pole? What did you bring me to keep me from the gallows pole? I couldn't get no silver. I couldn't get no gold. You know that we're too damn poor to keep you from the gallows pole. Hangman, hangman, hold it a little while. I think I see my brother coming riding a many mile. Brother, did you get me some silver? Did you get a little gold? What did you bring me, my brother, to keep me from the gallows pole? Brother, I brought you some silver. I brought a little gold. I brought a little of everything to keep you from the gallows pole. Tokinigu Zodet Nigu Rayanda Nego Gika Nahota Gwegunwa Kyato. Toki nigunua hagiru. Nyawa.